here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Chico, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pablo.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Opera in Albuquerque. In the 1870s, Albuquerque, New Mexico, was a lively town. It had discovered and was exploiting the rich timber, mineral, and agricultural resources in its vicinity. It was becoming important as a wool-growing center. And located as it was in the fertile valley of the Rio Grande, it was attracting droves of eastern and midwestern farmers looking for inexpensive land. Naturally, it also attracted the gamblers and outlaws, such men as Arch Collin and Sid Luck, who, as our story opens on an early spring afternoon, are sitting in the Free and Easy Cafe on Tijeras Avenue. Arch Collin is moody and depressed.
Look at that confounded rain out there.
Oh, it ain't raining hard, Arch. It'll stop soon. See them clouds breaking away.
I hate rain. We've had a powerful lot of it this year.
Only trouble with you is you've been sitting in this here cafe gambling too much. You need to change.
I can tell quick enough if I do, Sid.
How?
You see that fly up on the ceiling?
Yeah.
If I can hit him, I'm all right. If I can't, my nerves ain't what they ought to be.
You ain't gonna shoot at him, are you? In here?
Why not? Watch.
Now look, huh?
Shut up, Sid. I'm aiming. Hey, missed him, blasted.
Well, it's mighty bad luck to fire a gun under a roof on a rainy day, Arch.
Ah, you and your superstition. Hey, what's that boy got?
Well, looks like posters.
Go get one, Sid. I want to see what it says.
Sure thing, Arch.
Missed that blasted fly by 6 inches. Reckon I've been sitting in here too much.
Here's the poster. Advertising opera company come to the opera house tonight.
Oh, yeah. Somebody told me about it. Let's see that poster. Tonight, scenes from Ada, Supremo Opera Company. Appeared before the crowned heads of Europe. Prima Donna Adelia Morelli. Hey.
What's the matter, Art?
Impresario Giuseppe Durano. Well, I'll be doggone. Never expected they'd be out here.
Do you know them people?
I sure do. Della Morley and Joe Duran.
Morley and Duran, but the poster says...
That don't mean nothing. Anybody getting into opera figures he's got to tack on one of them fake European names.
Oh, so why'd you meet him?
Well, I used to live right next door to Della in Kansas City. He turned me down and married that Joe Duran hombre. He promised he'd get her a chance to sing an opera.
And you never got over it, huh?
Never mind. I knew I'd have a chance someday to get even with them two. Maybe this is it. What do you say? We take over this opera company, Sid.
Any money in it?
Plenty. Them companies are making fortunes up through the mining camps. It'll be different from settling in here gambling all the time. Go round up 2 or 3 of the boys, Sid.
Where we going?
The company will be coming in over the road from Santa Fe and Bernalillo. We'll kill Duran and take the
kill? But there's the 13th day of the month, Arch.
Shut up. Now go round up the boys.
Chisco.
Oh, this is just a shower, Pancho. It is passing.
Now, horses is get wet.
The rain is slanting from the west, amigo. The tailgate and the canvas top of this big freighter wagon will give Loco and Diablo some protection.
This is the first time Pancho ever helped to drive the big wagon, Chisco?
The scenery and costumes of the Supremo Opera Company.
Yes, and the prince says he gets sick in Bernalillo. Cisco tell him we help out drive the freighter wagon to Albuquerque.
Of course, that's nothing to give him a helping hand, Pancho. We were going through Albuquerque anyway.
He give us tickets to go to the opera tonight.
Hey, I'll be glad to attend a performance of Aida again.
You go before now, Cisco?
Oh, si. Many times when I was a boy going to school in the city, amigo.
What is it? I ain't alike, Cisco.
Well, the story has it setting in Egypt, Pancho.
Huh?
Back in the days of the pharaohs.
Pharaohs? The god's game is gambling.
I do not mean the gambling game, Pancho.
No?
I mean pharaoh, an Egyptian king. And all that scenery back in this wagon... Countess, hold up. Ho, ho!
What?
Canvas cover leaks.
Huh?
Look at all that water dripping down the scenery.
Not do the scenery no good.
Well, now that the sun is out, we'll have to take all that scenery.
Hey, somebody shooting us.
Down the ground, quick, Pancho. Shots came from up there on that mesa. I'll see how he likes being shot at.
Let's get out of here.
More than once, Cisco.
They're riding to the east. Come on, Pancho.
Why anybody shoot at us now, huh?
I do not know, Pancho.
Pancho, I think we got the enemies around Albuquerque.
As far as I know, we have not. Now, let us see. 1, 2, 3 There were 5 hombres on this little mesa, Chico.
5?
Enough of them to have killed us if they had wanted to.
Why are you shooting us?
That is something I mean to find out, amigo. I'll take Diablo and follow their tracks.
Impossible to, no?
That scenery must be taken out of the freighter, Pancho, and allowed to dry. So you please attend to that?
See, but Pancho...
I'll hurry back and get Diablo.
Take the scenery out of the freighter. That mean work. And Pancho, I think Pancho liked the old Egyptian king Pharaoh neither.
Hey, Art.
Yeah?
What's the idea of firing just 2 shots and then riding away?
I fired twice before I saw the driver of that freighter wagon wasn't Joe Duran.
I could have told you who he was.
Who?
Cisco Kid?
No.
Sure as anything, Arch. As an hombre, I wouldn't mind seeing kill even on the 13th.
What you got against him, Sid?
Oh, plenty. Cisco was responsible for my old man being sent to jail for 10 years for holding up a stagecoach back in Phoenix.
They tell me this Cisco kid's always on the side of the law.
That's right, he sure is. He don't like to be shot at, neither.
Now, he better not get in my way or he'll get shot at. Plenty. Wait, boys. Whoa!
What's the idea of stopping here?
Look up the road ahead of us. Don't you see that buttboard?
Well, sure. Man and a woman in it. What about it?
That's Delia Morelli and Giuseppe Morano. Now, listen, Sid.
Yeah?
You got me doing some thinking about that Cisco kid. So just in case he should come along, you stay out of sight, see?
You want me to go back to town?
No, no. Stay out of sight of anybody on this road. But close enough so you can keep an eye on what's going on.
Well, kind of an unseen guard, huh?
That's it.
Just as you say, Art. And we don't do anything, it'll bring us bad luck. Now, get up.
The rest of you come with me.
Get up.
I've changed my mind about gunning down Joe Duran right away. Reckon I'll talk to him first. Whoa! Just stop them horses right there, Duran.
Who is he, Joe? He knows your name.
I don't know who he is.
Take a closer look, Duran. You too, Della.
It's Arch Collins.
Didn't reckon you'd remember me, Della.
What are you stopping us for, Collins?
You'll find out. Slim, make sure he's got no weapons.
This is an outrage. I'll have you arrested, Collins.
Shut up.
You can't stop us like this.
But I did stop you. This other road leads around by the river. Take it.
What for?
Because I say so. River's good and deep over there.
What do you mean by that?
You'll find out, Delia Morelli and Giuseppe Durano. Start up them horses and don't try to get away.
You find you have more fun with the opera scene than you find you think you have. You find you put the scenery over here and this one over there. Now, you find you stand back away and you see what that looked like. How'd you like to look at that logo? It, what do you call it? Egyptian. Egyptian, huh? No, not a house, but Egyptian temple. That's what it is, logo. And the hombre come along this road and ride past the Egyptian temple. Right by the mesa. How'd you like that logo, huh? No, you don't like it, huh? You're not used to Egyptian temples. That's the trouble. Now, Pancho, look in the big trunk. Hmm, what's this so cool, all this Oh, Pancho, remember? He the costumes for the people in the opera. Hey, Pancho got lots of time. Pancho, try one on. Yeah, Pancho, look, logo. That's what I do. Hey, Pancho put on his long robe, so. This thing on the head. It looks like a bonnet, but it's not a bonnet. There's a mirror here in the trunk. Pancho, look in the mirror now. Bueno, Pancho, bueno. Pancho, look like an Egyptian pharaoh. Ooh, it's big money. See, Pancho in this costume, she likes Pancho, and she say, I'm your Pancho, come to my arms, no? Pancho, get the idea, loco. We go find Cisco. He see Pancho dressed like Egyptian, he be surprised. Oh, what's the matter? What's the matter? This is me. This is Pancho. You not know Pancho? Well, I Pancho take over the bonnet. Now do you know Pancho? Bueno. Now we go find Cisco. Go, loco, go now.
Whatever, ho-ho. I want to take a look at these tracks. A wagon came along here, perhaps a buckboard. Those hombres met the wagon. They all stopped. And they all took that road that leads by the river.
That may be all right. Again, it may not. Up, Diablo.
Follow along behind them. Those hombres were quick enough to fire on Pancho and me. In my opinion, they were bear watching. Steady, Diablo. Not too fast. Not too far to the river from here. If we should come upon them suddenly, it would not be good for us. Now we would see what is ahead of us over this rise of ground. But I hope. The ground is wet and slippery from the rain. I have to be careful where I walk. Ah, there they are. Over by the riverbank. Four hombres. One of them is holding a gun on the senor and senora. Gary, you stay here. I'm trying to sneak up on those hombres under cover of those poplar trees.
All right, Duran. Come down out of that buckboard. Now, what's your con? Come down and help me out. Feel full of lead. I'm just looking for an excuse anyway.
Sure, you said so.
I may as well.
Yeah, bet you may as well. That's more like it. You too, Della.
Oh, for heaven's sake, this is just plain ridiculous, Arch.
You think so? You'll find out how ridiculous it is in just a couple of more minutes. Start walking towards that river.
What are you going to do?
This joke has gone far enough, Colin.
I agree with you, senor. You want me to drop that gun?
Hey, what's going on?
Correct of you. Get your hands up.
No.
All right, quieto. Senor, senora, are you with the opera company?
Yes.
Who are you? I'm called the Cisco Kid. I do not know just what the matter is here, but it appears you are in danger.
I believe this Arch Colin was going to kill us both.
I will remove temptation and take that other gun from his holster. Oh, be careful. That ground's all slippery clay.
Oh, Santa! Come on, boys. I'll need some help.
Oh, you...
I can just get up on my feet. That's just what you ain't gonna do.
I'll help you, my friend.
Oh, no, you won't. There. Now to get off these clothes. You'll see what happens to you. And you.
Oh, that's enough. Give
me to it. Yeah, there you are. Now, once more, get your hands up, Bandido.
All right, don't move. I got you covered behind, Cisco.
Nice work, Sid. Mighty nice.
As for you, Cisco Kid, you'll pay for this. Don't think you won't.
And the outlaws' guns trained on Cisco spelled deadly danger. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Opera in Albuquerque. In following the tracks of the men who fired upon him and Pancho, Cisco came upon outlaw Arch Colin and his gang of bandits, who had captured the impresario and leading soprano of the Supremo Opera Company, scheduled for a performance that night in the Albuquerque Opera House. For a few moments, Cisco had the better of the situation, holding the outlaws at gunpoint. Then Collins' henchman, Sid Luck, covered Cisco from behind.
Better get Cisco's guns up.
Just what I'm going to do, Sid. Kind of caught you off guard, eh, Cisco?
Now, I got your guns. I'll give you back that punch you handed me.
Oh, you rude arch, Colin.
You'll be paid back for that blow, Senora, with interest. Have no fear.
Not by you, Cisco. You won't have the chance.
What you going to do with them opera people, Arch?
Listen and you'll find out, Sid. You, hombre, you've got an interest in this company, ain't you?
Certainly I have. A controlling interest. What about it?
How about you, Della?
It's none of your business whether I have or not.
You better answer that.
I'll answer for her, Colin. She has considerable financial interest in the company.
I figured as much. I want you two to sign over your combined interest to me.
You must think we're simpletons.
See that river out there, don't you?
Naturally, but...
All right, either sign or you'll both walk out into that water. After a couple of my men ford the river, get over there on the other side.
But I can't swim, Arch. Neither can Joe.
Then you sure better learn in a hurry, because you're going to keep moving out to where the water's deep. Either that or stop some bullets. Walt, you and Drake ride on down to the ford and get across.
Oh, you wouldn't dare do that.
You'll see.
Coyotes like him dare to do anything, Senora, when they have the advantage.
Get going down to the water's edge. You too, Cisco.
As you will.
Wait a minute, Colin. About this signing.
Who's he says, Senor?
I'm sure going to enjoy this. Come on, you three, get going.
Maybe Cisco ride this way. We go this way, Loco. Thunder Poncho here. Sky get all dark some more. It's going to rain some more, too, no? Poncho lose Cisco's track. Ground too rocky down here. Hold up, hold up, hold up. Poncho, I think Cisco ride this way, Loco. Let's try the other way. Hold up. Come on, come on, Loco. Come on. That's funny. Cisco the best tracker in all the West. Poncho go with Cisco all the time. Poncho the worst tracker. Poncho want to find Cisco. So Cisco is a Egyptian costume. Cisco thinks Poncho a pharaoh. Where's Cisco go? Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Poncho not know. Poncho ride that way. You find out Cisco ride that way. Poncho ride this way. Find out Cisco ride that way. One thing Poncho can do is ride back to the Egyptian temple. And wait till Cisco come back. Hold on, hold on.
At the water's edge, hombre. Now what?
Start wading out.
Let's talk this over, Colin. Perhaps I'll
do you intend for me to wade out in this river too, Bandito?
I sure do, Cisco.
But I have no rights to sign over to you.
Nobody said you had. But you're a witness to all this.
Oh, I see. And you do not intend to leave a witness alive, is that it?
I reckon that's it. You can just keep swimming out there till you get tuckered out.
And then drown.
It'll be easier than stopping the lead, won't it?
You have real playful ways, hombre.
I wouldn't call them that exactly.
Since I'm going to have to swim for some time, I trust you will let me take off my boots.
Don't you let him, Arch.
Why not?
Him taking off his boots with a thunderstorm coming on might be bad luck for us.
Ah, you and your blasted superstition, Sid.
Well, it might. My old man used to...
Shut up! I'm running this. Go ahead, Cisco, take off your boots. That'll give us that much more fun watching you swim longer.
You're very kind, hombre. I will kneel down and get them off as soon as I get this sand to throw your face, Bandito.
No!
Now you got him, Cisco.
Take that gun, Bandito. Hey, one of them's riding away.
There. Now we'll see. I have both his guns.
I knew that'd be bad luck. I'm leaving, too. Get off!
You buzzard, Cisco, sand right in my eyes. Good work, Cisco.
Oh, now the tables are turned very nicely.
Diablo!
Take this gun, Señor. Keep this Bandito under guard till I get back. I am going after that other one.
With pleasure.
But those two others across the river.
Make this one give them orders to stay away. He will, if you prod him with his gun.
Come get him! Yeah!
Like the sound of that storm. The rain, the temple seemed to get all wet. Poncho and I better take the scenery down. Because one, the temple looks so funny here. One must make Poncho scared. And because two, and Cisco say to let the scenery get dry, and the scenery not dry yet. And because three, too hard work.
Well, maybe not rain. I have to look in the mirror again.
Pazza liked to be dressed up like an Egyptian pharaoh. Pazza wasn't this for this thing.
Listen, Pazza. Hey, who's come this way? It's got to be Cisco. Pancho went out in front of the temple. See what Cisco say. Pancho think he'd be surprised, no?
Voila! Voila!
Jumping grasshoppers. Who are you?
It's the Egyptian pharaoh. But who is
this? Egyptian pharaoh?
Uh-huh.
Thunder. A temple? I'm seeing things. I swear I'm seeing things.
Get out! You're not going to get away, hombre. Into that horse, Diablo.
Look at hombre.
I'll tell you later on, Pancho. Right now, there's no time to explain. Got down off that horse, Pancho.
You know, I gotta get out of here.
You are going to stay.
Not me. Not around no Egyptian goose.
Down off that horse, I said.
Pancho, help you, Cisco.
No. Get away from me. Get away.
What's the matter with him, Cisco?
Come back here, you. Seems to think you are a ghost, Pancho.
Me? Pancho, no ghost. You're the Egyptian pharaoh.
You can't keep me here. I'll kill you, Cisco.
Bandito is so wild with terror. He has twice his ordinary strength.
Look out, Cisco. Pull a knife on you.
Drop it. Drop that knife or I'll break your wrist. Grab it. Now we'll finish this fight with our fists.
Hey, do you want Pancho to tie his hombre, Cisco?
No, Pancho. Get that costume off.
You didn't wear the costume, Cisco?
Si, amigo. It's very becoming to you.
It's very becoming to Pancho.
But it has a bad effect on this hombre. When he comes to, put him to work in a hurry.
Well, what do you do, Cisco?
Make him load the scenery back into the freighter wagon, Pancho. A hard rain could ruin that scenery. Then tie him.
Yes, Cisco, but where'd you go?
There are people back by the river who need help. We must do our best to help them get to the opera house in time, Chico. I'll be back soon. Pancho, ha! Here we are at the Albuquerque Opera House, Pancho, and plenty of time, too.
Yes, Cisco.
Oh, ho, ho. And there is the rest of the company, Pancho. They came here by stagecoach.
Yes, Cisco.
Oh, oh. What are you going to do with the prisoners, Cisco?
Pancho and I will turn them over to the sheriff as soon as your scenery is unloaded, senor. Well, let us get to work, Pancho.
Yes, Cisco.
Oh, you've been wonderful, Cisco. You and your friend both.
You sure have.
We only did what we could, senora. We were happy to do that.
And Pancho and I are happy. And Pancho and I like doing loads of scenery again.
I'll help you, Pancho.
Pancho and I want to take away the costume of the Egyptian pharaoh.
Oh, so that is what the trouble is, huh?
Well, I think it's a shame you had to, Pancho.
Pancho liked the costume.
Joe, why couldn't Pancho be in the triumphal march tonight?
Why not? How'd you like to be in the opera, Pancho?
Pancho be in the Pancho? On the stage?
Yeah, dressed as a soldier and carrying a spear.
There you are, Pancho.
Oh, it's easy. But Pancho like that, senor.
Good enough. We can use you too, Cisco, if you'd like.
Gracias, senor, but I would rather be in the audience. Something tells me this performance of Aida is going to be very unusual. Si, Pancho.
How you like that opera?
It was a good performance, amigo. Although, as I thought, it was unusual.
Unusual because Pancho in it?
Well, si.
Not much room for Pancho on that stage, Cisco. Other soldados pushed Pancho right back against the scenery.
Oh, I could see you, Chico. So could everyone else. When you were all alone on the stage.
Yeah, alone on the stage. After everyone else leave, no?
Si, si.
Pancho tried to leave the stage then, Cisco.
Oh, you did try to leave the stage, eh?
I tried to leave.
Well, all you had to do was to walk off the stage along with the rest of them. But instead of that,
si.
You just stood there against the scenery, squirming.
But Cisco, Pancho not could walk off the stage.
Well, tell me, why could you not walk off the stage?
Because Pancho's pantaloni caught on a nail.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Thank you. so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.